After dinner, my wife and I decided to take a stroll through downtown. The sidewalks were buzzing with the energy of street performers. There were jugglers and singers, dancers and mimes. But a certain magician caught my eye. A crowd had gathered around him as he amazed us with illusions. Illusions that appeared to involve him sticking needles through his arms, his hands, and face. He was about to introduce a new trick when he exclaimed, "Okay, now I need a volunteer." Everyone looked away, and quite a few even turned to leave. But how would you have responded? Have you ever been asked to volunteer? Maybe for a task that looked painful or an unclear purpose. And what was your response? Well, I pray this meditation from Isaiah chapter 6 will help you find the courage to volunteer when you hear God's divine call to come forward, to discover the boldness of Christ, the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the commissioning of the Holy Father. But to begin your meditation, allow yourself now to become aware of your surroundings, aware of even your breathing, even your eyes beginning to close. Become aware now of the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As you find the courage to say yes in these quieting moments, listen and join in this responsive prayer from Acts chapter 26. And as I lead us, respond, "Heavenly Father, yes, send me." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Now get to your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as my servant and witness. So yes, Heavenly Father, send me. And tell people that you have seen me, and tell them what I will show you in the future. Heavenly Father, yes, send me. And I will rescue you, for I am sending you. Heavenly Father, please, yes, send me. For a moment longer, linger in silence, contemplating the courage God has given you, the boldness and determination to say, "Heavenly Father, yes, send me." Remaining quiet and still, let this become a moment to take inventory of your fears. Let your mind run free for a moment as you ponder all that frightens you in saying yes to God. And for a moment too, rest here with your hands open to surrender your fears and open to receiving the gift of courage to say yes. Center on receiving the gift of being called and sent by God. Fears may distract you. Your mind may wander. That's to be expected But when you realize it, let it only remind you to turn away from fear and toward the face of God. Keep going for a moment and keep saying yes. Keep whispering, "Heavenly Father, yes. Send me." Allow the words to become your centering prayer. And now allow even your breathing to help you become more alert to the courage of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Don't control the pace or the depth of your breathing. Just notice it for now. As you inhale, receive courage. As you exhale, release fear. As you breathe, be mindful of the courage of God abiding in you. Take a minute now to breathe in the courage, the strength, the power, and the Holy Spirit of God. Now continue to say yes as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from different translations. Don't analyze too closely, but rather listen for a gift from the Holy Spirit. Listen to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 from the Amplified Bible. Listen to Isaiah's commission, God's calling, and Isaiah's answer. "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' And then I said, 'Here I am. Send me.'" Which words spoke to you? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here am I. Send me.'" What deeper meaning did you hear? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to close your eyes and encounter the courage of God, the strength to say, "Yes, send me." Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New King James Version. "Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. And also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, Here am I. Send me. What became more clear after listening? How did the Holy Spirit guide you towards the strength that only comes from God abiding in you? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once again now from the New Living Translation. Then I heard the Lord asking, Whom should I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us? And I said, Here I am. Send me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what now is your next step towards God? The next step in saying yes? Well, this next minute of prayer is yours as a gift. So approach Him now in your way, in your words, asking for the strength to say yes. In a minute now of imaginative contemplation, return to the crowd watching the magician. His illusions look painful and frightening. What does he see in your eyes when he asks you to volunteer? But now, imagine seeing God asking you. Hear his voice. My child, go. Trust me. I will be with you. So go. I send you now. So go. What do you see in his eyes? For this next minute, ponder your response when you hear the call of God, and consider your answer when he asks for a volunteer. Are you willing to go? And how far are you willing to go? Take this closing moment to return once again to your breathing. A whispered prayer for you to hear the voice of God. A breathless prayer for the courage to say yes. The strength to say yes. Send me. And when you're ready, whether sunrise, nightfall, or the moments in between, be mindful of the call of God and be prepared to respond. Now receive this prayer of benediction to consider how you will answer when you hear God say, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for me?" Will you answer as Isaiah did, "Send me"? As you consider your response, may you know the courage of Christ. May you experience the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And may you encounter the commission and sending of the Holy Father, now and always. Amen.